This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Very, very excited to announce that we've got Annie Louie and Muhammad Magdi, the comedians that are next Tuesday kicking off in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Their show, Too Hot to Harem. Good morning, folks. Thanks for coming by.
I think we've cursed the name.
Yeah, we did.
Since yesterday, my friend Diana Nguyen, who's another comedian, posted, and she posted with the wrong name, and she said, Too Hot to Haram.
Yeah. And no, we were having a debate about how to say it this morning.
It's too haram to handle, but he says it, most says it the correct way.
Well,
people
I am
haven't
the,
been
the only Arabic speaker in the room.
So how do you say it, Mike?
It's haram, but no one says haram. So I'm going to have to say the way that you guys understand it. Too haram to handle.
Too haram to handle.
And haram is the opposite of halal, basically.
The opposite of halal?
Yeah.
I thought it was a group of women, a lot of wives.
No, that's harem.
I was saying too harem to handle.
What does that even mean? Too harem to handle. Why would I have a show with my girlfriend saying too harem to handle?
Well, what if this is what people have been thinking that's wrong?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was referring to. And I thought, is there something cultural reference to it? Like,
I thought you were going to talk about how open your relationship was and there was a whole story.
Oh, wow, I mean, okay. It can be anything you want it to be.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you buy tickets. Yeah. It is up to your interpretation.
That's so cool. So tell us about the show.
Well, we met a year ago nearly in Hong Kong, and I was doing comedy there, and Mo does comedy there as well, and he runs a venue too. And yeah, he became my tour guide for the week, showing me around before I did this corporate gig at the end of this 10-day stint.
Showed you around. Hang on. Let's pretend it's just you and me, Annie, because we go way back.
Yeah. Mm.
So, hi. Do you want me to show you around? Like, was it kind of, like, was it flirty? Like, was it? Come on.
It was more that I'd met a few of Mo's friends. We have quite a few mutual comedian friends, some of which live in Australia, and they recommended that I do certain things. And Mo's got a friend who he does a podcast with all about Hong Kong, but he doesn't like outdoor activities at all. So when I said, like, oh, we could go, you know, do some nature stuff, he's like, ew, yuck. I know somebody who likes that stuff, though. So he said you should do that with Mo.
And it's basically me telling all of my friends, if you find a hot girl who's asking for tours around, send them my way and say you're boring and don't like to do anything.
It worked, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Is there another name for Hong Kong?
No.
I thought it was called Love Island.
We made that up.
Did you make that up?
Yeah.
I thought, wow, I never knew that.
We're going with a reality TV theme because the poster is based on Too Hot to Handle, the Netflix TV show, and we just made a bunch of puns on the description about what the show is like. So Mo's got a visa, and we're going to figure out in 90 days whether he should be my fiance, you know, things like that.
Right.
So, wow. You look hot, Annie Louie.
Wait, hey, I'm also here.
I love a hairy chest, so you get me a little bit there.
All right.
But I don't want to bring up the royal.
Actually, this photo was, the poster photo was done in two separate countries. I was, my photo's done in Hong Kong and hers is here, and then we photoshopped it.
Thank you for admitting that, because I had an issue with your hand, Mo. Your hand is kind of...
Where's my hand?
And I don't want to cast dispersions here about how equal men and women should be or not, but, you know, why are you topless and you're not, Annie?
Oh, I mean, I wanted it to, but we would have been banned from the program. So,
I'm also in true equality. I still come from the Middle East, and I want my mom to still like me after.
Can I come back to you and your many partners, your harem? So, you said haram is the opposite of halal. So, how would you describe that other than saying it's the opposite?
It's like, basically forbidden. Haram is just forbidden. Like, anything too forbidden to handle, basically.
So the content of the show is...
Sorry, that was... So lost over my little brain. Now I get it. You're too intelligent, you two.
Yeah, we've got a 7:50 time slot, but I reckon it could be more for like a later night audience as well. So don't bring your kids to this one. But we do have some fun tales of Mo living abroad, and there's some sexual content, but nothing too crazy.
Yeah, nothing too...
Are you both on at the same time or separate? on the
great
side?
Great question.
Yeah, we're separate. So basically the way it works, Annie goes up for a couple of minutes, kind of warms up the audience, introduces the show,
yep,
and tells people what's going on, which is me going on for 25 minutes first, then I bring her up, she does 25 minutes, and then we do Q&A at the end for about 5 minutes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So it's like value for money. You're getting two comedians for the price of one.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. I have been opening shows sometimes with her and me on the same show. I say that you guys get two immigrants for the price of one. And one of us is illegal.
This might sound wrong and illegal itself. If you two have a child and don't want it, can I put my hand up?
I've been requesting this since six months ago.
Because of your such cultural... You know when you see cultural mixes, real different backgrounds?
It almost sounded like you were going to say breeds. You're just really...
I was. When you see two really different... You know, it's like a great Chihuahua, which is a great Dane Crow.
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
No, I'm kidding. This is such...
That shouldn't be legal.
Hey, a wine back here, aren't I?
There's a message come in for you.
Uh-oh.
From one of our listeners. It says, wait, share this topless photo. I love it. Hairy chest.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Do you have Instagram for the show? You should just pop it.
No, we don't.
It's because I left. And yeah, now
my social media coordinator or manager left me.
And needs someone else to handle it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go back to the festival. Yeah. How are you finding the vibe here in Melbourne? Because, you know, every time we have a new festival in town, it kicks off, and there's a real vibe.
There's
I went into the CBD last week. I saw a show in there, and yeah, it's happening. So how are you looking forward to the time in Melbourne?
The peak of it now, because it takes a little while for people to warm up and realize that the advertising's out and things are happening. So yeah, they've kicked off with the two televised shows now, so we're really lucky to be
was that
on
the All Stars
half. Yeah, and the gala, the Oxfam gala. So yeah, this is the best time to just go out there, because it's going to be over before you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what venue at this year?
We're at the Town Hall. So
oh, fantastic. Oh, nice. Yeah, oh my so gosh. Yeah. How'd you land that?
I asked can we get a more central location after their first offer? And they're like, can't get any more central than Town Hall. That is like how we measure the center of the festival.
It is fantastic. Just like we did the tech rehearsal yesterday. Yeah. And it's my first time ever in Town Hall. And just to see
it's
like,
big, isn't it?
It's so beautiful, too.
Isn't it?
Carpets and everything does not at all. Like, it's almost like in juxtaposition with my dick jokes. I don't know.
There's a chandelier.
Yeah,
in the room.
Chandelier, exactly.
I'm like, I'm thinking about. Did you say what I thought you said? Jokes?
Like yes. Penis joke? Oh yeah. Sorry, I did not.
Yeah, no. I just wondered how chandeliers and those things. But like, yeah. What's hanging?
Well,
what's
hung.
Hanging? But yeah. Oh,
there you go.
I'm on fire.
I'm thinking I'm bejazzled, away. Right? You're going there, and I'm thinking little jewels and right. Montes and.
Maybe we'll move us back out of Town Hall after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, after hearing this.
Have you checked out any shows already?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We've been to quite a lot. I think we've exclusively seen... Oh, no, we did see Dana Nguyen's show yesterday, but we
pretty much only saw our friends' show.
No, Asian Men.
And Asian Men. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, except for Diana, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen... Yesterday we saw Danny Fernandez. He's got a really great show. It's a solid... I can see it as a special already.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's from India. We saw Sam C from Singapore. He's moving to the UK, becoming international.
Sam C is a gay man who is Singaporean, and he has a whole show called Government Approved Sex, and it's very funny. It's not the show that he's doing here this year, but you should check him out if you have the chance. Sam C from Singapore, and he's moving to the UK.
So he's not a Japanese carpenter. Okay, cool. No. I just typed in the name and that's what came up.
He has to work on his SEO. But
yeah, definitely.
Yep. Okay, clearly.
Yeah. The first thing that we saw Jason Leong. Was Jason Leong, who's
from
massive.
Malaysia, who's
yes.
massive now.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So funny.
Big star now.
Yeah. Two
right,
specials.
Give us
yeah.
three shows that you know our listeners can go, or you, three recommendations.
You
don't have to have seen it.
We really wanted
well,
to see.
Now also these guys, a lot of them are closing, like the only doing the first 2 weeks. So Sam C and Danny Fernandez are on until only this weekend. So tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. If you like Butterfly Club, there's some great stuff on at the moment. And I think Melissa McGlenzie might be... closing soon, but her show's called Motorboat, and she's half woman, half boat, and she won the best comedy at Adelaide Fringe, so I really think she might be in for one of the awards for wacky art called the Golden Gibbo. That's
okay. Thank you.
I would go with Jason Leong. He's doing the full run, and the last week he is doing the bigger. He's basically selling out everything. So they're moving him to the Forum, which is like a 500 seater. He's doing the last.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness, that's pretty good going.
Yeah, he's absolutely killing
huge.
It. Yeah.
I just want to say Lizzie Hugh I saw as well, who was also amazing. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, she's blowing it up.
Is there any
What is it about Asian families? And then, I mean, part of Lizzie's act is really just trying to talk about her family life and parents. Mm. But why is that? Like, there is so much material there.
I know, so much material. I think for a long time we didn't know how to express it, and we didn't know where to go to find people like us. And now there's so many places like the internet, and there's Subtle Asian Traits, the Facebook group, and other people just, it's like this boom of like, we can talk about it now. We all relate. And
it's true.
Yeah, let's get it out of our system.
As you know, I work in mental health, and I have this theory about comedy, and I've seen it turn up in the clinic, that there's something cathartic about my trauma being out there, kind of like, here's my life and my trauma. So long as it doesn't impact the identity of the person or shape, you know, or be the only thing they've got. But yeah, I reckon it's cheaper than therapy.
A lot of comedians are quite introverts too.
Yeah.
Like, yes, that's
just
true.
Like, you talk to them on stage, they're like really awkward and shy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, before you head off, I did bring a present for you both.
Wow. Is it sauce?
Did you buy tickets to all of our shows?
Wow.
I saw that earlier. And I told you. I'm like, I didn't.
Wait. Don't tell me these are your eggs or your
bacon. Yeah. No. So backstory is, Ando's got a whole bunch of chickens on his farm.
For Mrs. Louie, can you please give these to your mum?
When did you upmarket it?
Wait, are these mine?
That's my own label. I got a stamp made.
Are you selling them at farmer's market?
I give them to the food share.
You've just upset Mo.
Yeah, because you give her eggs and I have eggs here.
That's not yours, that's Paul's. You've got six in that one and she's got six and then Mrs. Louie gets 12.
Whoa. Yeah, she'll be chopped.
I need a photo of your mum's famous egg and tomato dish because the colour will be different with these.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
Oh, yes. I know, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So much for coming this to talk amazing. About your comedy show.
I could talk eggs for an hour. Didn't we do a whole episode of our show on eggs? It was a different topic every morning.
Hey, if folks want to find out more information about your show, Too Haram to Handle.
They jump onto the Comedy Festival website.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Or just Google Annie Louie.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us, Annie Louie and Mohammed Magdi. Great to have you with us, and good luck for the festival.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.